In Washington, they are advancing a new $1.7 trillion spending bill. The bill is over 4,000 pages long, and almost no one reads these bills.
Brought with me the Omni, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending?
In a functional process, drop a 4,100-page bill this morning. Expect to vote on it tomorrow. Well, most of Congress hasn't had a chance to review this.
Look, the bill has been carefully worked on by the Appropriations Committee for a very, very long time.
Dan Bishop, a congressman from North Carolina, and his team are actually going through the bill, and what they are finding is astounding. Here are just 12 of the shocking and outrageous things upon which this spending bill intends to waste American taxpayers' money. The bill expressly prohibits customs and border protection funding from being used to improve border security in the U.S., but it actually allocates $410 million toward border security in the Middle East. What an outrage. This is part of the planned destruction of America. It gives over $1 billion to global organizations such as the U.N. This is tantamount to a theft of Americans' money by the globalist conspirators. It gives $575 million for, quote, family planning. It gives $3 million for the, quote, LGBT museum in New York City. It gives $477,000 for anti-racist training from the Equity Institute. It gives $524 million for a diversity, equity, and inclusion and structural racism-focused National Institute of Health subdivision. This is just funding the radical left and their causes. It funds gender programs in Pakistan and $200 million for a gender equity fund. It gives over $3 million for Michelle Obama Trail, and it also funds a building named for the wicked Nancy Pelosi. It, of course, allocates over $11 billion for the totally corrupt FBI. It gives $335 million to prepare for, quote, an influenza pandemic, including the use of surveillance tools. The bill also creates a, quote, pandemic czar to further limit Americans' rights. And when bills like this are passed, it is tantamount to America funding its own enslavement. It gives $26 million for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion in the House of Representatives, a completely unnecessary office. It gives $286 million in Title X funding, which funds Planned Parenthood, and on and on and on. And I didn't even include in the list $47 billion more for Ukraine. This is an outrage. Hopefully it doesn't pass, but what's amazing is that people in Washington who purport to represent the U.S. are actually selling the country out by passing these huge bills that they don't read or write. Bills that hurt the country. So, who writes these huge bills? It's obvious that they are written by supporters of the deep state, the global conspiracy, and leftist organizations. Bills should be short and never too long, because almost no one reads the super long bills, and outrageous things are easily inserted into them. The fact that this kind of waste and evil is passed without the knowledge of almost any Americans is a kind of enslavement, but God allows this tragic situation because few care about him and his laws. For crucial information about the one true faith and the state of the world, see our website, VaticanCatholic.com.